This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, the greatest injustices are happening right in front of our eyes every day. And it's really so bad, you wonder how we recover from this. Outside of just complete collapse or annihilation, quite frankly. Because turning this thing around at this point is such a difficult enterprise, such a difficult adventure. I mean, you've got political prisoners. I mean, hell, I could talk about the Uyghurs in China. You could talk about all the injustices around the world. But just looking here in America, the leader of the free world, where we're supposed to be a land of justice. And yet you have political prisoners being held, nonviolent, most of them just innocent completely, being held in jail cells for years. Veterans, doctors, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandparents, teachers. Being held in jail for years as if they're somehow criminals, nonviolent offenders, most of them completely innocent of anything. And yet, the people that make viruses in labs that get released and kill millions of people, according to their own data, they're above the law. They don't have to worry about that. And the people that lied to all of you about it, they don't have to worry about that either. That is such a grave injustice that it is truly scary. If injustices that bold can exist, it just shows where we're going and how close everything is to becoming total dystopian tyranny. Now, here's Dr. Marty Makary talking about how you weren't allowed to talk about the lab leak theory 3 years ago. Oh, but now they want you to accept it as fact. And here that is in clip one.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The reason this is even an issue is that it's embarrassing we funded the lab. If we had not funded the lab, 100% of Americans would say this is obvious. This is a no-brainer. The epicenter of the world is 5 miles from one of the only high-level virology labs in China. The doctors initially were arrested and forced to sign non-disclosure gag documents. The lab reports have been destroyed. They've not been turned over. The sequences reported from the lab to the NIH database were deleted by a request from Chinese scientists that called over early on and said, delete those sequences we put in the database. And two leading virologists, maybe the two top virologists in the United States, Dr. Michael Farzan from Scripps and Dr. Robert Gary from Tulane, told Dr. Fauci on his emergency call in January of 2020, when he was scrambling soon after learning that the NIH was funding the lab, they both said that it was likely from the lab. Both scientists changed their tunes days later in the media. And then both scientists received $9 million subsequent in funding from the NIH. It's a no-brainer that it came from the lab. I mean, at this point, it's impossible to acquire any more information. And if you did, it would only be affirmative. So
that's just incredible to think. And there's more out there about this as well. Fauci needs to be arrested. And this is just out of control. The Libertarian Party also reporting on this. You don't really get much, nothing from the Democrats, some Republicans. The man on the left is Christian Anderson, a British scientist who emailed Fauci on January 31st, 2020, saying the virus looks lab-made. The man on the right is Christian Anderson, the guy who Fauci called on February 1st, 2020, and ordered to publicly say it wasn't lab-made, which he did. Fauci then gave him a $1.8 million grant plus $16.5 million in funding. Fauci buying off scientists, buying off their silence. Criminal. Arrest him. Now. Right now. Where is Anthony Fauci? If the answer is not in jail, then it's the wrong answer. Oh, but John Stewart's complaining. John Stewart reflects on being canceled by left after promoting COVID lab leak on Stephen Colbert's show. Oh, that's funny, John. Imagine being Alex Jones. Imagine being Owen Schroyer. Dr. Francis Boyle and all of our guests that said this in 2020 before you, years before you, and we got canceled and slandered and attacked and lied about.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, why is the corrupt American media and our corrupt politicians and bureaucrats now telling us that COVID-19 came out of a Wuhan lab? Now, I'm not claiming to have the answer. My best guess, the only logical analysis that I can have, is that because China is backing Russia and because China is aligning itself geopolitically with Russia now, which is, by the way, thanks to the West. That's all thanks to NATO. That's all thanks to Joe Biden. It didn't have to be that way. It's like, I made the analogy earlier. I think it still stands. This is like if you had the prom queen, and she actually likes you. The prom queen actually wants to dance with you. The prom queen actually wants to go home with you. But instead, you decide to be a jerk to the prom queen, and she goes home with the other guy. She dances with the other guy, even though she wanted to be with you. But you were rude. You were a jerk, and so you shoved her into the other guy's arms. And that's basically what we did with Russia, and now they're going into the arms of China. They didn't want to really go into the arms of China. They would rather be dancing with us, but we were rude, we were mean, and after all, they do want to dance at their prom, so they're going to dance with China. So my only logical conclusion is they're now blaming the COVID-19 pandemic on China as a response to China backing Russia in Ukraine and just in larger geopolitical issues. I can't figure any other reason why they would be doing this now. It's not like they want to burn Fauci. It's not like they want to burn EcoHealth Alliance. It's not like they want to burn themselves with the hundreds of millions spent to silence doctors and do gain-of-function research that was illegal, by the way. Now, if you think about that, that tells you how serious this situation is with Russia. That they're willing to potentially burn some of their highest operatives and agents. I mean, folks, we're talking about Anthony Fauci. This guy ran the AIDS pandemic response that killed tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that they made a whole movie about, Dallas Buyers Club. Anthony Fauci, the bad guy, in the movie where the characters view the government as mass murderers. That was Anthony Fauci. And now he's back again with the COVID-19 and making the virus in the lab and telling you to mask and telling you to take a deadly vaccine. So, I mean, this is a top agent. Anthony Fauci is a true top globalist agent, a true top globalist criminal. I mean, he is at the table with Spectre. He is running their programs. They don't want to burn him. They don't want to get into a standoff with him. Think about all the dirt and blackmail and skeletons he can expose. So that just shows you how serious this situation in Russia and Ukraine is, and how much of a threat it is that China is aligning itself with Russia. Folks, that's serious stuff that they're willing to potentially burn their own top agents and their own top criminal enterprises of biological weapons being made in order to have a geopolitical standoff against China supporting Russia. I mean, that's big. And they're still giving China an out because they're playing this little back and forth game. The Biden administration saying, well, we're not so sure it actually came out of Wuhan. So they're basically like, hey, look, China, we can change the narrative and blame this on you. And who knows if there's any real pressure there. China probably doesn't care less, quite frankly. They could blame it on China. They could expose the whole thing. And China's like, we don't care. China, the Chinese communists already have complete control of China. They don't need to play these stupid little games with our corrupt media and our corrupt politicians. They don't care. So I don't think it's really going to matter to China. You could blame China tomorrow and they'll say, so what? The Biden administration can come out and blame China. They'll say, so what? The World Health Organization is not going to blame China. Bill Gates is not going to blame China. So this is all a Biden, Democrat, geopolitical standoff against China, threatening China. We'll blame you for the pandemic. And you know what China is going to do? Nothing. They're going to balk and say, go ahead. And then you're going to have Biden and the Democrats and the mainstream media sitting with egg on their face yet again. Because we don't have serious leaders. I don't like Xi Jinping. I don't like the Chinese communists. But they're serious leaders. They're not a joke. Joe Biden is a joke. He's not a serious leader. What do they tell you? We've got the gayest White House ever. Oh, it's so gay. Oh, it's so black. It's so diverse. It's so immigrant. It's so gay. Ooh, whoops. Woo, congratulations. Whoops, whoop. Whoop-de-doo, you guys are gay. Woo, yay, the White House is gay. All right. Congratulations. You like to put things in other guys', cavities. Yay, let's celebrate how gay we are. Yay, Karine Jean-Pierre likes to scissor. Woo. Karine Jean-Pierre likes to scissor, and Pete Buttigieg likes sodomy. Yay! Woohoo! It's so much fun! Yeah, you can say Putin is corrupt. He's a serious leader. You can say the Chinese communists are corrupt. They're serious people. They don't run around playing tiddlywinks. They don't run around sticking their fingers in each other's orifices. And then telling you how great they are for doing it. So, the whole thing is collapsing, really. The entire Western power structure is collapsing, which is sad. I mean, it's totally corrupt, but, folks, our standing in the world is going away. It is depleting quickly. Geopolitically, we are sliding down the totem pole faster than Pete Buttigieg on a greased pole. And the leaders of the world outside of the West, outside of the United States, have no respect. They don't care how gay Karine Jean-Pierre is. They don't care how gay Pete Buttplug is. They don't care. Nobody cares. But they just think it's all, oh, let's dance around in gay flags and let's talk about how diverse we are. We're so great. And they're getting laps run around them geopolitically. And they can't even, it's like a blur. They can't even keep up. These are not serious people. So this standoff of, oh, we're going to make sure you get the blame, China. We're going to make sure that China gets the blame for the pandemic will not matter. It will not matter. It is not going to make a difference anywhere. Now, they might burn their own in the process. I mean, seriously, if they really want to push this, Fauci's going to go to jail. If they really want to take this to the limit, if they really want to get down to the origins of COVID-19, their players are going to go to jail. The Chinese will have no problem. Now, the Chinese communists are denying that it came out of the lab, so that hasn't changed. But there could be a day where it changes and they would say, you know what? Yeah, we have biological weapons labs. You guys funded it. Thank you. Oops. How's that going to play? So the only reason I can see as to why they're telling you COVID-19 came out of a lab is basically a threat against China that China is going to laugh at. that China is going to piss on and wipe their butts with. And the escalation is on. Major escalation. Drone attacks strike deep inside Russia, targeting nation's oil industry. Oh, who blew up the pipeline? Who's attacking them now? Zelensky says that Americans are going to have to spend their blood and treasure in Ukraine to protect Ukraine. Really, Zelensky, what would you do for us? Iran can make fissile material for a bomb in about 12 days, so Iran getting a little more serious in this. But, folks, there is a back and forth going on inside the government, and I pulled this story up just as an example. Showdown before the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago, agents and prosecutors argued over Trump. Folks, it's going back and forth with the war and some of the generals. It's going back and forth with the political persecution of Trump supporters and some of the agents and prosecutors. So the answer to all this is good Americans need to stand up, rise up, and do the right thing in the face of all of this. Otherwise, we're going to lose everything.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, we're going to get back into the discussion of the Wuhan lab leak theory now being confirmed with Dr. Andrew Huff coming up in the third hour of today's Alex Jones Show. I would like to move on to some other subjects here before we do that. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, everything we do here is brought to you by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And isn't it funny? Isn't it funny that all the news that we reported years ago, months ago, decades ago, all turns out to be true? And, of course, that's why they want us off the air. But we're still here every day, kicking and screaming and fighting the globalists, New World Order tyrants, every day. And we intend to as long as we are right here on the air. So, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com is what makes it all possible. Now, I got to tell you, whenever I'm out and about and I get recognized, a lot of times people want to tell me about the products and which ones were great for them and the impacts they had on their lives or their families. And recently, for whatever reason, I'm getting people talking about the CBD, the full spectrum CBD, just being the best out there. And I am somebody that has been using supplements for a long time. I use a lot of the InfoWars supplements and products, but I've never done the CBD full spectrum stuff. So I'm not really commenting on this because of personal experience. But I can tell you, this is the product I hear about more than any other product now. And it's coming from people who have been using different CBD products for years now. They've been popular for years now. And it's from people that have been using CBD products, some people even selling them themselves. And they come up in this and they tell me, they say, Owen, the CBD spectrum you guys sell at InfoWarsStore.com is the best on the market. I sell them. I'm telling you it's the best. Or I've used them all. I'm telling you it's the best. So usually I like to talk about the products that I use that I like because it's easy for me to do that. But I can't ignore the fact that I hear about the CBD full spectrum at InfoWarsStore.com now more than any other product when people recognize me and they want to talk about the supplements. So it's the real deal. And, of course, we've had Mike Adams and others that have analyzed it in labs saying, no, yeah, this is the most powerful on the market. By the way, it's at the lowest price. So that's what we do at InfoWarsStore.com with all the great supplements. Highest quality, lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com, and you support the transmission in the process. All right. Let's look here. How's Joe Biden's America doing, by the way? Oh, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. We played it in the fourth hour yesterday. I thought there's no way this is real. This has to be deep fake. But it was real. Joe Biden talking about a nurse whispering sweet nothings into his ear. I'm not even kidding you. Maybe we should play it again. Joe Biden slurs, invents a new language in Virginia speech. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. And he keeps telling me how great the economy is, by the way, which is just not true. I've got the evidence. Is this the clip, guys? Do we have it ready? Biden repeats bizarre story about nurse who rubbed his face and whispered sweet nothings into his ear. This is real. This is your president, Joe Biden, who's gonna lead us through a war with Russia. Here's Joe Biden yesterday. You can't even believe this, but it's real.
And Pearl Nelson, military. She'd come in and do things that I don't think you learn in medical school, nursing school.
What?
She'd whisper in my ear. I couldn't understand her. She'd whisper and she'd lean down.
Huh?
She'd actually breathe on me to make sure that I was there was a connection, a human connection. She even went home and brought back her pillow.
Joe, that's not a nurse. Joe, that wasn't a nurse. Joe, that wasn't a doctor. Joe, that was a hooker. Joe, that was Hunter's stripper. That was Hunter's escort.
But imagine now this doctor or this nurse he's talking about, I don't know, maybe she likes it. Apparently she's whispering sweet nothings into his ear. Joe, let's go, Brandon. Ooh, that gets me off, baby. I'm Joe Biden. I wonder how Dr. Jill feels about that. She's in Africa. What about that student loan, though? What about that student loan promise? Joe Biden's student loan bailout plan in danger. In danger. It was never real. He lied to you. That dirtbag. And he knew it. You know, I feel bad for those suckers. I don't know. Part of me feels bad. Another part of me just says, screw them. The suckers that fall for the lies of Joe Biden. It's kind of like the devil on your shoulder, the angel on your shoulder. It's like the angel says, hey, they've been fooled. They've been deceived. They're victims of propaganda. And then the devil on my shoulder's like, screw them. They're so stupid. They don't know he's a liar. Forget them. Let them burn intellectually. Oh, you mean Joe Biden can't just pay off your student debt? Wow. Huh. Who would have thought? I guess he can't pay off my mortgage either. I guess he can't pay off my credit card bill either. I mean, I guess we can't even pay off our nation's debt. Oh, yeah. What are we, $50 trillion in debt, but he's going to pay your student loans? No, he's not. He just wanted you to vote for him. He lied to you. Greatest economy ever, Jack. 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Inflation is part of their everyday lives. And this is CNBC financial analysis here. And by the way, folks, the numbers are not, I mean, it used to be kind of the demarcation line financially. It's like if you're making $50,000 a year, you're probably going to be okay. If you're making $50,000 a year, you're going to be able to have a roof over your head, a car that's going to start, and, you know, be able to live a pretty comfortable life, about $50,000 a year. Well, now it's like $100,000 a year is where you got to be. And this has happened in such a short span, really. It's happened in such a short span, just like that. And now, if you're making six figures, you're still living paycheck to paycheck. That's Biden's America. But this is globalism. That's the larger issue. Because our politicians don't think Americans should have the highest standard of living. They think we should be brought back down to the standards of, oh, I don't know, Africa. Mexican president says that Mexico has more democracy than the United States. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Russians apparently steal our elections and Biden apparently gets 81 million votes, but you can't find a single voter. You can't have a rally. You can't fill a high school broom closet. And now here's the realization. This is South Park becoming true. It just happens every day. Can't even believe it. I was watching this South Park episode 10 years ago, and now it's the reality. Many undocumented immigrants are departing after decades in the United States. And so they're realizing that the whole con of them coming here was just a trick and a trap. And America is not the once great, prosperous, free nation that it once was. And all the little handouts and the things they were told were going to work out for them when they got here aren't happening. And so they're going back to their home countries like Mexico. Literally right out of a South Park episode. Actually, one of my favorite South Park episodes of all time. I think it's called Montequilla. Oh, man. What was that one called? Where all the Mexicans go back home because they realize it's better there than America.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great physio magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Man, the war propaganda is really ramping up. And CNN, MSNBC sending reporters into China, sending reporters into Crimea. And they're looking for a desired result, and they're getting the opposite. MSNBC goes into Crimea, and they're looking for people to talk bad about Putin and Russia, and all they get is people saying how much they love Putin and Russia. Oops! CNN flies around Chinese airspace, right up next to a Chinese fighter jet. And it's just, I mean, it's so clearly war propaganda. It's just like, wow, you guys are really flirting with this, aren't you? You really want to put yourselves up there as some of the people that started World War III. Nice. Nice. Way to go. Interesting life choice, but you've made it.
And so here we are. Now, the Mexican president, as we just covered, says that Mexico has more democracy than the United States of America. Do you agree with him? Here's some of the headlines on that today. Leftist group caught running massive election bribery scheme in Wisconsin. Supreme Court race, an alleged felony punishable by up to 3 years in prison. This is an incredible story. Dan O'Donnell from News Talk 1130 in Wisconsin broke a huge report on a leftist bribery scandal operating in Wisconsin before the upcoming state Supreme Court race. This is where it gets wild. And by the way, you know if you've caught them doing this once, they've been doing it forever. Liberal groups are paying voters $250 to sway their friends to vote for the leftist Supreme Court candidate Janet Prostizuish. You try to pronounce that last name. This amounts to election bribery, a felony in Wisconsin, punishable by up to 3 years in prison. But don't you know this is how the Democrats operate? They pay you. But see, they have their little loopholes and end-around operations where they'll just pay you to promote Democrat Party propaganda on Twitter. They'll just pay you to promote vaccine propaganda on your social media. And then people watching it think, oh, this is my friend. Oh, this is a neutral observer saying that this vaccine is good or saying this candidate is good. And you just think, oh, that's just neutral. That's just a friend. That's just somebody doing it. Oh, no, that's paid propaganda. Yes. Stacey Abrams, this is just, what is going on here? Stacey Abrams goes to Nigeria as an election observer. And then both major parties call for a do-over. You got to learn the hard way not to trust a Democrat with counting an election, huh? They learned that in Nigeria real quickly. By the way, what happened to Jill Biden's trip to Africa? Remember, she was the Biden's secret weapon to go to Africa and convince them not to support China? Let me tell you something. If Jill Biden shows up to Africa saying, please don't support China, guess what the African countries are going to do the next day after she leaves? They're going to call China and say, hey, how you doing? Want to have a good relationship? Want to go out for dinner? New database launched to help pressure states to clean up voter rolls. Now, remember, it's been discovered millions of illegal voters on the California voter rolls. Same thing in Texas and these other states. Now, they removed them in Florida, and now what do you know? Florida had a bunch of Republicans win, including a mayor of Miami. Oh, you clean up the voter rolls, Democrats don't win elections anymore. So is this why the Mexican president says that Mexico has more democracy than the United States of America? But hey, we voted for John Fetterman. We got John Fetterman, who is not doing so well. In fact, we don't even know what his current condition is. Pennsylvania Republicans call on Fetterman to appear on camera to prove he's alive and well or resign. Now, again, this is just more of the leftist lies, the mainstream media propaganda. Fetterman's healthy. Fetterman's fine. Nothing to see here. Nothing to worry about. Look, he won a debate. He couldn't even talk. When he was doing TV interviews, he had to have an earpiece in and a teleprompter in front of him because he can't talk and he can't hear. Hey, that's sad. He's suffering from a major stroke. I'm not celebrating that. That's really a shame. But it's his wife and the Democrats that put him up to running for God knows what reason. But I think we're figuring it out now. By the way, his wife dropped him off at the hospital and then left the country. She's really nice. She's really caring and concerning. I mean, what a bitch. But who's surprised? Now, so why is John Fetterman the ideal candidate for the Democrat Party? Now, I told you, this is their big new push, is they want to promote candidates that are mentally ill so that they can have this new victim class of mentally ill, just like a victim class of you're gay or victim class of you're black or victim class, whatever it is, you're a victim. And so you should vote for this person. They're a victim. They deserve it. They're a victim. Well, now the new one is going to be this person's mentally ill. They're a victim. Or in Fetterman's case, this person is mentally incapacitated. Vote for him. But this is the ideal Democrat candidate now because they can just control the entire party apparatus with a bunch of mentally ill or mentally incapacitated representatives. And then they don't have to worry about people getting uppity like an AOC. They don't have to worry about people leaving the Democrat Party like Tulsi Gabbard or maybe even soon Joe Manchin. They want the mentally incapacitated to represent them because then they can just control the party from the top down, which is what they do. That's why they rig all their primaries. That's why Hillary Clinton won the primary. That's why Joe Biden won the primary, despite Bernie Sanders, Tulsi Gabbard, Andrew Yang, all these other candidates having much more support. I went to the debates, folks. I saw it. I mean, even Andrew Yang had hundreds of people in the streets. Joe Biden didn't have one. I went to the Democrat debates. Joe Biden had no support. None. Big crowds for Gabbard. Huge crowds for Bernie Sanders. Big crowds for Yang. Even Marianne Williamson had some people out there waving around crystal balls and crystal shards. But not Biden, but somehow he wins every time. Somehow Hillary Clinton wins every time. Not Bernie Sanders getting the actual numbers, getting the actual rallies. But the truth is Bernie Sanders doesn't want to win. He wants to take your millions of dollars and then never work. He's a bum. But this is John Fetterman, the new ideal candidate for the Democrats. Mentally incapacitated, sitting in a hospital bed on life support, and somehow still voting for all the Democrat Party policies. When he can't talk, he can't think, he can't hear. This is the new face of the Democrat Party. You know, he ran around chasing black people with a shotgun in his neighborhood. Just good old-fashioned Democrat racism. Jim Jordan asks why the Department of Justice hasn't appointed a special counsel for Hunter Biden. Well, I mean, we all know the answer to that, right? Obviously, white privilege. Oh. Is it white privilege? Or is it Democrat privilege? I wonder what the good liberals out there are thinking. Why has the Department of Justice not appointed a special counsel for Hunter Biden? It must be his white privilege. It must be Hunter Biden's affluence and white privilege that's keeping him from being above the law. I mean, after all, we've seen the laptop. We've seen the images. We've seen the emails. We've seen the text. 10% for Pedo Joe. 10% for the big guy, Pedo Joe. Why isn't there a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden? Is it white privilege? Maybe Hunter Biden is like the drug dealer for D.C. I mean, I'm just trying to make it make sense here. White privilege, Democrat Party privilege, Hunter Biden the drug dealer. Maybe he's the pimp, too. I don't know. I mean, man, just look at him there, flaunting his stuff. How old are those girls in that video, by the way? Did we ever get an age verification there? How's Hunter Biden's son doing that he doesn't invite to the Christmas dinners or the White House? How's that son?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So, the stories just continue. Massive fire has just broken out in Buffalo, New York. And it may be deadly at this point. Massive fire in Buffalo, New York could potentially be deadly. It's just every day, the new domestic disasters. This is exactly what we warned would happen under Biden's leadership. But it's not just about that. I mean, that's just a moment. That's just an example. It's just, this is the collapse of the West. This is the designed collapse and destruction of America. And this is what's happened because people have been so dumbed down and now are just so incompetent that you're just going to see this every day. And it's sad. It's sad to watch America collapse like this. It's sad to watch our cities go to hell like this. And these issues are just going to come to a head and get even more obvious and worse. But my goodness, you want to talk about brainwashing. You want to talk about propaganda. Matt Baker out in San Diego has just found something. I mean, wow. At a gas station, they have a Putin effigy that you can fight and beat up, I guess, for a discount at the pump. Matt Baker just sent me this video, and so I watched it. Do we have it ready to go, guys? Watch this from a San Diego gas station, Matt Baker reporting.
So here we go. The mind control knows no bounds. We have a dummy, which looks like some kind of BDSM deal here, with Putin's face on it. You get to punch for a minimum donation of $1. You get to punch your most hated with your moment of rage. Very 1984 moment of rage action. Putin, you doing all right? You doing all right, buddy? Hey, everybody's hating on Putin, but, you know, he's doing all right. You know, taking on the New World Order here. So, you're all right, Putin.
And then they got a little donation box there. Punch Putin. Donate here. And people actually do it. And they go punch a little dummy bag there. I mean, what in the hell is going on in this country, man? What in the hell is going on?
Hey, I punched Putin today. I punched a beanbag. I punched Putin in the mouth. I'm a tough guy. I fight Vladimir Putin at a gas station. Well, it's a dummy wearing a Putin mask, but I'm tough. I'm tough. It only cost me $1. I can barely afford it in Biden's America, but it's so worth it to punch Putin. I got to punch Putin. Ooh, I'm tough. I'm strong. Yeah. I beat Putin up.
Freaks. Absolute freaks. See, this is what it's really all about. World Economic Forum panelists boast the globalists are working on tracking where you shop, what you eat, where you travel, and how you travel. Let me just break this down for you. And I hope that this video, 10 years from now, is not seen as prophetic. But unless we change the course of human history, this is exactly what life on planet Earth in America is going to be like in 10 years. And I got a little taste of this. It's something I'd never seen before. Apparently this already existed, I guess, at some Amazon stores or maybe Whole Foods stores. I'd never seen this before. And I talked about it the other day at a soccer game here where you walk into this market. It's like a little market with a bunch of refrigerators for drinks and stands for popcorn and chips and such. And there's a little doorway, little arm like a Subway, and you put your chip, your debit card chip, on the chip reader, and the doorway opens, and then there's a bunch of facial recognition and scanning going on that follows your movements and traces and tracks you that just put your card in, and then whatever you grab, whatever beverage you grab a water, a soda, a beer, a bag of popcorn, the AI with your facial recognition sees what you grabbed and charges your card. Now, in the future, this is what every storefront is going to look like. And you'll have a microchip implanted probably in your wrist or in your hand or something. And you'll flash your little microchip. And if you've got good social credit, then it'll let you in the store. If you've taken your most recent death jab, if you've taken your most recent shot of poison and you know, pharmaceutical poison, as long as you're in good social standing, okay, you flash your microchip, and then the door opens up for you. And then you get to go about your shopping. You know, you're getting shopping. Oh, it's so convenient. It's so great. And hey, by the way, I'm all about convenience. Let me be clear here. I'm not a Luddite. I'm okay with technological advancements making our lives easier. I am perfectly fine with technological advancements making our lives easier. Absolutely. But see, it's not about making our lives easier. It's about making us controllable. That's what it's about. And so you flash your microchip, you get access to the store, you flash your microchip, you can turn your car on, you flash your microchip, you can go to the doctor. But oh, if you're not in good social standing, if you didn't take your most recent injection, if you didn't take your most recent pharmaceutical pill, if you didn't go to your gay sensitivity training class, if you said fag, well, see, now your social credit is bad and you've been dinged. And now you go to the grocery store and you slide your wrist and your microchip over the scanner and it says, doo-doo-doo, and it gives you a little red mark and it says, sorry, no food for you today. You said a bad word.
Sorry, no access for you today. You didn't take your vaccine. You need to go get a booster. Oh, you want to fill your car up with gas? Oh, sorry, you need to take a shot. You want to start your car? Boop, boop, boop. Oh, sorry, you can't start your car today. You've got a bad social credit score. What's the name of that episode in Black Mirror that's all about this? With Ron Howard's daughter? Forget her name. Black Mirror. Like season 3, episode 1, I think. Called Nosedive, thank you. And it's all about this woman who has a bad day, and her social credit score, which was pretty good. She really takes her social credit score seriously. She's always nice to everybody, always doing exactly what she's told to do, and walking between the lines and smiling even if she's bad, because gotta get that digital credit score up so I can get access and live my life. And then she has one bad day and her social credit score goes to 0, and she can't drive a car, she can't rent a car, she can't buy food. Her whole life gets destroyed. Yeah, that's the future. And that's why it's all synthetic. You get forced to pretend like you're happy. You get forced to pretend like you're satisfied. You get forced to pretend like everything is fine and dandy, and it's all a facade. It's all an act. Who would ever want to live like that? A total fraudulent world. Everybody faking it. I'm good. Thanks. But that's what it's all about. That's where it all really goes. And then the threat becomes, well, what happens when the grid goes down? And what happens when all the things that made it possible to operate shut down? Like what's going on in South Africa. Red alert, South Africa on verge of total civilizational breakdown as electric grid collapses. And uh-oh, the electric grid collapses, and now you can't even survive. That is, unless, of course, you're prepared for that. If you catch my drift. But that's just one aspect. But this is the digital slavery that they want to put us into. Now, I haven't even had a minute to check, but we'll see if I can take Alex to the local Austin FC soccer game here for him to see this. And we'll do a little video and I'll do a little report. And see, the trick is to actually, and you know, InfoWars may not be the best at this at times. We're a little abrasive. We're a little aggressive, you know. But the trick is to go in there and say, wow, this is so great. I can't wait to get a microchip in the digital age so I can be a digital slave. And smiling and acting like it's good. Because getting abrasive and confronting it like that will just turn off a lot of people. But if you're like, oh, yeah, you're smiling like, oh, look at this. This is so cool. A microchip gives me access to food and water. I can't wait till that becomes the norm. I can't wait to be a 21st century digital slave. And people will kind of pick up on that subtle sarcasm. And it'll make them think like, well, wait a second. What is he talking about? Digital slave? Microchip implants? Yeah, that's where the future's going. They're just introducing it to you now, making it seem cool.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.